Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful Gian Divas.
Coronation tomorrow.
It is the coronation tomorrow.
Yes.
Rule, is it on a Saturday or Sunday?
It's on a Saturday.
Rule, what's the coronation theme? That. Zorba's Greek. No, what is it?
Zadok the Priest.
Yeah, Zadok the Priest. The Champions League theme tune, isn't it? No.
Yeah, that's where they borrowed it from, yeah.
Is it?
No.
Okay. So we have some questions about the coronation sent in on Instagram.
With the correct crown.
So okay. This is from...
Who's answering these questions?
You, obviously.
Right. I was just asking that.
This is from Lucy Gooserig.
Right.
Gooserig. Do the royals eat their quiche hot or cold?
I would imagine quiche is eaten both hot and cold. Cold in the summer, hot in the winter.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
From Jessica Hash. Does each queen or king get their own crown for the ceremony, or is it the same crown for each coronation?
No, both the king and Queen Camilla, as she will be as of tomorrow onwards, will have their own crown. The king will have, I think, the St. Edward's crown will be put on him. And the Queen is going to wear, I think it's the Queen Mary's crown, I think. Can't quite remember.
Is it heavy?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a Burger King crown, let's put it that way.
Oh, you don't see any of them anymore, do you?
Yeah, I did in Edinburgh. They were outside a Burger King in Edinburgh. Whether they brought them back, I don't know.
From Tally MCD on Instagram, do the royals have a knees up after the ceremony? This is what I asked.
Yes, you were asked this on Tuesday. I'm sure there is a family gathering, yes.
Yeah, but right, got piss up. From Simon, do you say congratulations to the king once he's been declared as king? That's great. Do you say congratulations?
Well, you can, of course, I mean, if you see His Majesty out and about, you can, of course, say congratulations. However, and again, at the time of recording, they haven't released the order of service for the coronation ceremony, so this could be outdated information. But if it's anything like 53 in the previous coronations, when the crown goes on top of the head of the king, everyone will shout some Latin words, two Latin words, which is vivat rex. And that means long live the king, because rex is Latin for king.
Why can't we just say long live the king?
Well, who knows? We might. I don't know. I haven't seen the ceremony. For the queen, as in Queen Elizabeth, they said vivat regina, which is long live the queen.
So she's having a Brazilian or something.
For the king, it is vivat rex.
Okay.
So we'll see what they shout.
What is the king's favourite drink? So I know what to drink when watching.
We've done this. We did it for our Christmas special, don't forget.
It's a vodka martini.
It's a martini. I don't know if it's gin.
I bet it'll be gin.
It probably is gin, yes. And the queen likes a claret.
Hey!
Oh, God.
And the king's, a claret. The king's a claret. He's a Burnley fan. That was from Inch Bin Evian.
I think it's Ich bin ein Even.
Is he German?
Probably.
I put Inch bin. This is from Lydia Rose 2301. When should we toast? Is it when they proclaim the king? And what do we do?
I would do it maybe after that. And if you want to say something, vivat rex or long live the king, or just the king, do the loyal toast. Just the words the king is absolutely fine.
From Chicken Chaser, if the king really needs a wee, will he be able to pause the ceremony?
No.
Will he not?
No, he can go during the ad breaks.
Oh.
No.
Oh, isn't that?
Although the good news is it's going to be a much shorter ceremony than 1953, which was about 3 hours. It's not going to be that long.
How long is this one going to be about?
At the time of recording, we don't know, but I'm guessing an hour and a half.
Okay. Oh, it's like when you go to a wedding, you have to do bloody hymns and all sorts. Like, get on with it.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Mine was 30 minutes.
Yours was efficient. Yours was fine. I'm not just saying that.
Mikey and I got in the car and I went, that could have gone on longer. But that's much better than, oh, thank God.
Yeah, keep them wanting more. It's like, it's more funerals as well. You're like, who's getting up to speak next? No one bloody liked him. Like, all these people pretending they're friends. Funerals have gone for about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Like, we get it, he's dead. Sorry, that's really disrespectful. I didn't mean that. To the dead person. From Lily McCullen, never speak ill of the dead. What are you doing for the coronation?
Well, I'm working. Obviously, it's a work event for me. What are you...
Ching! Cashing it in.
What are you doing?
I'm probably going to watch it. And then I'm going to Burnley on Bank Holiday Monday for Cardiff game.
Right.
I'm DJing.
Are you doing turf? Okay.
Yeah.
Up the turf. Mm. Nice. Lovely. Well, how nice.
Yeah.
May. It's a funny old month, May.
I love May. I love this time of year because of all bank holidays.
Also with the coronation, you're hard-pressed to find a five-day work week in May. I think we've got one. Mm. No wonder the economy is doing so well. We're not bloody working.
It's great, isn't it?
#politics.
It's great. All these bank holidays that I'm actually working most of them.
Gosh. Mm. So you're doing, what, a five-day work week? You have the opposite on bank holidays. Normally it's a four-day work week for you.
Don't wind me up. Should we go to
some other responses?
Anyway,
whatever you're doing for the coronation, whether you're a monarchist or not, have a nice time.
Xing Fong Vagina, what is it?
Vivat Rex.
What's the other one?
Vivat Regina.
Vivaca Regina.
Where did Xing Fong come from?
Sounded Latin.
Sounded a different language to me.
Viva Vagina.
Vivat Rex.
Vivat Rex.
And Vivat Regina.
Vivat Regina. Grow up. Vagina.
Now, we have heard back from Erica, who dropped the 20 kilogram weight on her foot whilst listening to us and is now going down the aisle for her own wedding, not for the coronation, whilst on crutches. And she says, thank you for reading out my issue today. I've stopped crying about it now.
Sorry.
You're right.
Answer it.
She says, thank you for reading out my issue today. I've stopped crying about it now. I have embraced that I will now be hobbling down the aisle, and it means I do not have to wear heels. Thank you again. Well, there we go.
I've just got to go downstairs. One sec.
Ben's going downstairs. Do we just carry on as normal?
If you finish that letter, then...
Which one?
If you finish that letter, then I'll be...
Okay. Now what? Okay. I don't like... Can we just address the elephant in the room?
What?
I am aware that there is something happening.
There's a surprise for you.
What? It's not my birthday.
No.
It's not my wedding anniversary. Is it coronation related?
Possibly.
Yes, that's what I thought so. Is it a stripper?
I'm nervous now about this surprise.
Oh, for God's sake, what's happening?
You'll find out soon.
Do we need to pause?
No,
Because is he going to interrupt?
Pause. Do we need to pause? Carry on.
This is really... I don't like surprises.
I'm nervous as well. Oh, God. I am a bit nervous about this, but let's just wait for Ben.
Is it something from M&S? With the incorrect coronet?
Maybe. Right, so we have a very special surprise for you.
Oh, my word.
Please welcome one of our brand newest Jean Divas.
Alex Police.
Hello.
Alex Police is here. Hello. Lovely to meet you. How are you?
Really well.
Oh, my gosh, we need to get you a chair.
We need to get you a chair. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, please tell me there's a new series of Hotel Inspection.
There is.
Oh, great. We can talk about it. Ben.
Thank you so much.
William, you're really shocked.
I'm so shocked.
Really shocked.
Hello.
Oh, my parents love your hotels.
Thank you
very much.
Yes,
said all of them.
Thank you.
They love them, and we're going to come later on this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
And we just love Hotel Inspector.
I do as well.
Do you?
I've watched them all.
I don't know. I hadn't heard that you were a fan.
Mm. Yes, because he keeps calling you Nancy Pelosi.
No, I got mixed up. We were talking about it. I went, I've been watching that Hotel Inspector, Nancy
Pelosi. Well, you said Nancy Pelosi, but he gets things confused. Obviously, you're fantastic doing Hotel Inspector, but Nancy Pelosi Hotel Inspector...
would be
good. If you ever need a series off...
I know.
Nancy Pelosi would be...
pretty good, wouldn't she?
Well, this is very exciting.
Wow. So we just for so sitting next to me, I mean, I can touch you in a consensual way, is Alex Polizzi, hotel inspector and hotelier, we should just say. Thank you so much for coming in.
Very excited to be here. I can't believe it.
Absolutely love your show, and William got me into it. And I was saying before, you also got me into poached egg on Marmite on toast, because that's what you always have for breakfast, don't you?
Breakfast of Queens.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Where did that come from? I've never heard of it before. Is it your speciality?
It's my speciality, but I think I've got a lot of people into it.
Yeah.
And actually, the test of a hotel kitchen is a poached egg.
Yes. So many people can't do poached eggs.
So many people. I do a wonderful poached
egg. Do you? Do you put vinegar in the water?
Maybe a little drop, but not always.
No.
It's all about the spin, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's about... It doesn't work with a very, very fresh egg, funnily enough.
Oh,
it
really?
It works better with an egg that's been out of the fridge for a while.
Ah. There you go.
Okay, I'm going to take my eggs out of the fridge.
Yeah.
There was a whole thing in the 80s, wasn't there, about eggs in fridges or not? Edwina Curry with eggs or something?
Oh, I know, but that was when that was the last salmonella outbreak, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
You're so excited,
I'm so excited. I haven't prepared for this at all. We've got to ask,
are we going to get another series of Hotel Inspector?
You are. You are getting a double series.
Oh, really?
Because I really took my foot off the pedal because of the star. Because of the hotel I opened in Sussex.
Yes. Okay.
And so I was working all the time there, and it's physically impossible to be in two places at once, so I haven't done much to TV. But they want me to do more, and I'm going to do more.
Good. Yes. That's fantastic. So is it's just an extra long series, or you're filming two series at one go?
Two series in one go.
Okay, wow.
12 new hotels and 4 revisits.
Wow.
Okay. You did one in Burnley, actually, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did a hotel in Burnley, where he's from.
Burnley.
Oh, thank you. So do I.
You don't have to say that, because you're here.
Well, I love Emma, and I love John, her dad, and that's the Rose Hill.
That's right. My mum and dad are staying there in a few weeks.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Shout out to Emma. I love Emma. She's so great.
Yeah, she was great. And they're doing loads of weddings and stuff there now, aren't they?
Loads of weddings.
Every weekend they're pretty much booked out.
But everyone in Burnley is so friendly. I mean, you literally chat to everybody, which is very much my attitude in life.
Yeah,
it suits me down
to the ground. It's hard to shut them up sometimes. That's why we've done a podcast with him.
Oh, we're so happy. Yeah.
We're so happy. Okay, so when can we expect the next series?
So I've just started filming it, and I'm filming all the way through until October. But they're going to drip feed. We're doing some of them faster and some of them slower, obviously.
Yes, because some of them need
one,
longer
not
term.
Not one pace for everything.
No, okay.
We do have some questions for you.
Yeah.
Right, first of all, have you ever listened to the podcast before?
Yes.
Have you actually? Oh,
yes.
God.
Wow, okay.
And your daughter's
so
a big
sorry.
Fan.
My wonderful, brilliant daughter, Olga, she made me say that.
Hello, Olga.
She listens to you and she thinks you're absolutely amazing.
Oh.
And she said that you keep mentioning me and that I had to come and meet you. So this is what set this off.
Oh, bless.
That's so exciting.
Thank you.
Okay.
How did you become a hotel inspector? I know you've probably been asked that loud.
No, it's amazing. I was running a hotel in Devon and a producer was there, and it was a lovely sunny day and I was serving lunch on the terrace and I was doing my usual spinning loads of plates things. Mm-hmm. And he, at the end of the service, said to me, I would really like you to do a TV test.
Oh, really?
And I was pregnant with Olga and I thought, why not change the record? And so that's 15 years later.
You're still doing it.
Still doing it.
And for people that haven't seen the show, what I love the most is like how you change people's lives, because the businesses are usually struggling. And when you come in, they're about to go bankrupt, a lot of them, or the hotel's shut down. And do you still keep in touch with them and think?
The ones I like.
Yeah.
So anyone I like gets my phone number and my email address, and some of them I've kept in touch with for years, like Emma, for example. I mean, I first saw her years and years ago. But there are a lot of, I don't know quite how to put it, but slightly less than nice people that I have to deal with.
Yeah.
And frankly...
And they're stubborn.
Done with them.
Yeah.
And they're stubborn, like that guy who, like, when you come in and decorate and they want to go back to the old one and you're watching it and you go... She's here to help you.
I know.
And they had, was it the brown poo walls?
Oh,
do you remember?
My God.
They literally had poo-coloured walls. You've got to watch it if you've never seen it.
Those boys have become two of my best friends.
Those were the Italian...
Yes.
They had the Italian restaurant,
Paolo and Giacomo.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So we are big fans.
Oh, thank you.
It's the perfect, I always say, it's the perfect show to watch if you've had like a day of it at work. You make your tea or your dinner, and then you come home and just binge like two or three episodes. And we've
we're religious, like week by week.
Yeah, but just,
like, it's on whatever day it's on, we'll watch it.
I think the thing most people say when they meet me is, gosh, you're so nice and you're such a ravening bitch on the show.
That's why we like it.
And I say, yes, but they film a long, you know, there's long days and there's a lot of days filming. And so they manage just to cut out the bitchy bits.
And you don't come across a bit, you go, you're very good. You go, darling, but I'm trying to fucking help you. Yes. It's so good.
The bit that they put in the intro for the last series where he took you into a room and you go, do you love it? And you just went, hate it.
Don't ever change.
If anything, but dial up the bitchiness.
Okay,
yes,
thank
please.
You.
Yes.
Note to self.
Thank you.
What should you do when we look out for a hotel? Is like any red flags? I'm staying at one tonight in Blackpool.
Well, I wouldn't stay anywhere with mushrooms growing out of a shower seal.
Yeah,
which is
have
a
you
clip.
Done that before?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that was in one of the episodes as well, wasn't it? Yeah.
I would say that you don't always get what you pay for.
No.
Unfortunately.
No.
But it kind of depends. Are you off for a dirty weekend? Are you off for...
I'm DJing tonight, so...
Scuzz.
I stayed in one in the Lake District, though, and paid quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it was designed by a famous designer, I won't say it here. But it was quite disappointing. It just, you know where hotels get to... You think it really needs a revamp. And apparently they're going to do it up the next summer. So that was great. And the rooms were tiny.
Tiny.
And it was a great view, but it was a bit...
I've just been staying in New York. I was working for LinkedIn in the Department for Business and Trade.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Where did you stay?
I stayed at 50 Bowery.
Okay, yeah.
It's just really fun because it's in the heart of Chinatown. But it's one of those American hotels that's hermetically sealed.
Oh.
And
what does that mean?
Well, you know, you can't open a window.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And so it's all aircon or, you know...
Or blasting heat.
Blasting heat. Anyway, I may or may not have had a slight paranoia attack for reasons that... And I was sitting there and honestly, it was like the walls were closing. And I was like, I need air!
Oh, God.
I need air! So I think you probably need to make sure whether the window's open.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than a windowless room, is there?
No, and all the New York hotels are quite small. The rooms are quite small proportionally, I think. It's a bit like Italian hotels, generally slightly smaller rooms.
Yes.
But let's say if you're in California where they're...
Yes,
huge.
And oddly, very little provision for where the hell was I supposed to put my knickers? When there wasn't a drawer.
It's a problem we all have.
I mean, there was hanging.
But you're on a dirty weekend as well.
But no knicker provision.
No.
Or sock provision. No. I took
him to Monaco years ago, and he looked up at it and went, it just looks just like Benidorm. And to be fair, he does have a point.
It does.
I'm sure the hotels are slightly more expensive.
Yes.
He was reviewing Hotel de Paris for the...
Hotel de Paris
for one of the newspapers, and his partner couldn't make it, so he invited me and Ben, our producer, along. And it is probably to this day the best hotel I've ever stayed in.
Ooh.
It was nice.
Had a toilet that washed your bum.
Yeah.
Changed his life.
But Monaco, you have to be really well heeled to enjoy it, don't you? You have to have money in your pocket. It's no fun going there as a broke 20-year-old. You won't do anything.
15 euros for a bottle of beer, weren't it?
Yes.
I remember that.
It's pricey. But, you know, we had fun. It was nice.
I feel like we should get Alex to inspect our studio, but it's absolutely filthy.
Do we have a new glass for G&D?
G&D, I've been dying to try this.
So technically you're meant to have it with ice and a slice.
Yes, that would make it more palatable, I can imagine.
Slightly limited here.
Do we have a nice glass? Have we got any ice?
No.
It's clean.
Should I go get ice?
No, don't go on if they can drink it like that.
You can have the winter version without ice.
You can see how much William has compared to Jordan.
Yeah, you can,
I love drinking in the morning.
So, at the time of recording, it is only 10:30.
So no, I do think it just makes the whole day that much more cheery.
Absolutely. Friday is my favourite day. So it's one part gin, two parts Dubonnet. Let me just give it
an
executive mix for you. I'll have some more.
Good.
And we'll toast series. Now, what series is this?
18.
18.
18. And that, you know, I always think I've seen it all and I never have. It's quite astonishing.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, we can't wait for it to come back.
No, it's all right.
Channel 5, isn't it? Channel 5.
Yes, Channel 5.
And if you've not seen it, you can watch it on
5OD.
5OD.
They call it. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hotel Inspector.
Cheers. You didn't clink, which he likes. Apparently, it's common to clink.
I completely agree. Just the sideways
exactly.
An acknowledgement.
If you're at a luxury hotel and you're dining from fine crystal glassware, if you start smashing it together, it's going to
chip.
Break. Exactly. Yeah. And you don't want
this
that.
This is delicious.
Yeah?
That's nice, isn't it?
Yummy.
It's in the summer with ice and a slice. Do you have a sweet or savoury tooth?
Very savoury.
Okay, so a bit
like
of lemon.
Campari and sodas like that.
Okay, lemon, not orange. Yeah.
That's delicious.
It's so good. William got me into it 5 years ago now.
No wonder the Queen Mother lived to 101.
Is that
what she used to drink?
Her favourite drink. So if you ask for a Queen Mother in a lot of restaurants and cocktail bars.
Just preserved in alcohol.
Pickled.
Yes, constantly.
Oh, I've got a dilemma for you.
Oh, go on.
Oh, my word.
Oh, okay.
I think this is the perfect time to introduce this. So I have come in with Izzy.
Hi,
who,
Izzy.
Hello, Izzy.
Who's been working with me for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we very often arrive, and she arrives at my house, and I'm down in the kitchen, and we're dressed almost the same. Izzy, please stand up so they can see. So she is also wearing a white T-shirt.
Oh, my
nice,
white
yes,
trainers.
Okay.
And generally, we look exactly the same.
Yeah.
So when I'm at home and not filming, we walk Rockwell, my 10-year-old son, to school together.
Yeah.
And we have definitely had the impression that people think that we're lesbian mothers.
And today is Lesbian Visibility Day. Coincidentally, yes.
But, I mean, not that... I mean, I just don't know... I don't know quite... We end up wearing a lot of double denim. I mean, we're...
Yeah, it happens.
You know, one of
There's
those couples that wears the same...
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, I'm not quite sure how to break the news to the other parents in the playground, as my current husband is largely invisible to everybody, that this is not, in fact, my life partner.
You could be in a throuple. It's very modern.
Very modern.
We have people write in about throuples.
So you're in a throuple with your air fryer.
Air fryer. Oh, gosh, you should do that.
Yes.
Have you got an air fryer?
No.
Will you get one?
No.
What's wrong with them? Have you used them?
No.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate proper cooking in an oven is always going to be a lot nicer. But if you just need something quickly, we like ours.
How will
you know? Apparently so.
No,
although
we love
don't
it.
Bother with the trays.
Do you not?
You said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been listening.
Yeah.
It's a waste of my time.
Yeah, very attentively.
Okay. Wow.
I like to glean information where I can.
Oh, thank you.
So what advice do you have for me about my Izzy Alex wardrobe dilemma?
You could, in order so people don't think that... And not there's anything wrong with being lesbian, obviously, but that you're
obviously.
not in a couple. You could either, arrive separately or just go solo, or you could wear a bit of colour, like, lesbians don't. So then people generally
won't...
That's
a mad generalisation.
No, the gays
he likes to get little pops in. They're getting at him and stuff.
They pop at me.
Do
so,
they?
Yeah.
I mean, the lesbians I'm friends with are very colourful.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, there we go. It all goes on. But no, I think just let them... Tongues will wag, as it were, so I wouldn't... Don't twist my words, Alex. I know, I just let them. Or a message the night before, I'm wearing this tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally Izzy says, do you want me to go home and change?
Oh, that's nice. But it's your house. You've got all the clothes. You could change.
Know,
it's the easiest for you to change.
When you've planned your outfit and stuff.
I know, carefully.
I would just drop it in when you're next at the school. Just be like, my husband would love to come one day. Or we'd love to have you round, that kind of thing. Or just mention your husband.
Yeah, but back in the day before...
Oh, my husband loves that colour. My husband loves that colour that you're wearing. Or you've got the same colour. My husband.
Yes, that's quite clever.
Yeah, but you don't want to overcompensate then. That might seem... Because back in the day before homosexuality was legalised, particularly more so for gays, but you'd
using
have...
Someone
this is
a
my
beard.
Assistant or my special friend or my companion. So that was all sort of euphemism. So again, I wouldn't necessarily introduce this.
I could do the bunny ears as my assistant.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. No, maybe you'd mention your husband or... dress differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but all also, it's one of the bits of the day that we really enjoy because I'm not at home that often during the week because I'm working.
Yeah.
And so if I'm there, it's really nice. We walk there together and we'll go have a gossip and then walk back and we've got a bit more gossip before we go our separate ways and get on with whatever we've got to do.
Yeah.
It's one of the highlights of my week.
Okay, well then...
Don't take it away from
me. No, I won't take it away from you. No, no. Well then just embrace it.
Okay, you're right. Sorry, Iz.
Also, as well, we should say, how if we wanted to stay at one of your... How many hotels do you have now?
We've got three.
Three.
So the new one is the one in East Sussex, the Star, which is like my baby that I love.
Yeah. Then there's the Ensley.
That was the one you did
there
up on
There is the Ensley, indeed.
And the Trezanton.
Trezanton is 25 years old this year.
Oh, my word.
Wow. Oh, my God, it was so great. I had a couple come and stay at the Star the last few days because I was leading walks because I can turn my hand to many things.
Wow, you're a rambler.
Kind of.
Yeah, okay.
And there was a couple there who'd been at Trezanton the first night that we opened.
Oh.
And I haven't seen them since. A Swedish lesbian couple, funny enough.
Oh, that's sweet.
And we all looked at each other and I said, we were a lot younger last time we met. 25 years is a long time not to see people.
That must be really emotional.
So nice. It was really lovely that they followed us all this time and they made a specific trip to the UK to come and hang out with me.
Oh, that's lovely. That's nice. Do you have a favourite of your three?
Always the latest one, so the Star for me, because it's got masses of problems and it really needs me to sort things out.
And as a hoteler, you like it when it's the things to do. Now, if it was perfect, like there was no problems, it'd be boring, or...?
Well, it's never perfect. I'm not the kind of person, I think you might have understood that about me, that is very good at sitting down. I like to be really active.
Yes.
So I'm the kind of person who does light serving breakfast and then I'll do a couple of hours at my desk and then I do, you know, check on my guests at lunch and then dinner service is always a really big deal. Check the rooms. There's a lot of that with a new hotel, just making sure that standards are really...
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I need to ask you because I've said on the podcast recently about my pet hate now with restaurants and whether it's hotels or sort of restaurants. Where you sit down and they'll say, there are two things they've started to do.
Do you have any allergies?
Well, yeah, I get why they have to say that. although I always want to say you'll find out, but I feel that I feel that may not ingratiate me with the waiter. But also when they go, any water still or sparkling? Is that no? Or tap. Yeah, or filtered water or whatever. We're fortunate we live in a country where the tap water is good. So I don't... Sparkling water I get, you pay for additionally because it's sparkling.
Well, you'll approve of the Star because I have as made it as sustainable as possible. And part of that was buying very nice glass carafes.
Lovely.
Great.
And so we bring that water to the table as standard. And then if someone wants a variation from that, they have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Everyone else take note, please.
And the other thing?
And then the other thing is when, and this probably won't happen so much in hotels, but you sit down and they go... And just so you know, we'll need the table back in 90 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Nothing relaxes you less for a nice meal with friends, and they already want you to go.
I know, and actually that's really bad, because that is down to the kitchen and the restaurant staff to make sure you have your 3 or 4 course meal in that time.
Mm. Yes, if you serve me on time, I'll be out.
Yes.
If you don't, I'll be sitting here in 4 hours.
So you don't think they should say you've only got it for 90 minutes?
No.
It's so 90s. When I used to work for Marco Pierre White at the Criterion Brasserie. In his glory days.
Wow.
yes. He used to, my main job as a manager there was chucking people off tables because, you know, you had 2-hour slot. And the kitchen, there were 250 covers on a busy night. And you'd have to literally chuck people off as they were eating their main courses. It was awful.
I bet.
Nowadays, it just doesn't... My pet peeve when I go to a restaurant and something that I have caught my own staff doing and then give them a quick clip around the back of the head every time is someone who says, as they put their plate down to you, enjoy.
Oh, do you not like that?
No, we're English. Yes. We're not
Thank
American.
You. Used to are like two peas in a pod. You're like two peas in a... This is going to be the start of a beautiful friendship.
You can get yourself off, Jordan. You go home. It's
we're
fine.
English,
we'll just
so why
not? Like
why shouldn't we say it? We just put it there.
Well, you'd say, enjoy your dinner, enjoy your meal. I hope you have a lovely evening. Please let me know if there's anything more I can
bon
do
Bon appetit!
For you.
No.
Just not enjoy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Enjoy your meal.
And how about when they bring out, you know, they've taken your order, they've switched your cutlery depending on what you've ordered. I've got a steak knife, he's got fish cutlery, and they go, Who's having the steak? Look at the cutlery!
Oh, look at this! This is something special happening right here.
Just, yes. Oh my God, you've made me feel quite faint.
Yeah, they've also, 10 minutes ago, they took the order.
I know, well, that is a sign of a bad lead. That would not happen in one of my establishments.
No, so the only three hotels to stay in, other than any other Rocco Forte hotel, those three.
This is beautiful to see.
This is nice.
But you know, when I was trained at the Mandarin Oriental, we were taught to take an order for a table of six without using a pen and paper. Mm. And I still do that.
Can I say the word iPad to you? What are your thoughts on those?
Oh, my God. I mean, what is wrong when someone is holding a device like that? Were they like this? Rather than looking you in the face and going, yes, sir, lovely chicken, thank you, sir. If you've got to write it down.
Yes. Especially in this day and age when everyone modifies everything.
Everything. No, so I'm a great believer in having, you know, trying to remember things and putting them in correctly, making sure that the place number is written down correctly. Then everyone knows the correct place to put the correct plate. I'm sorry.
No, we're not
in Kansas anymore. No.
It always freaks me out when somebody comes and they don't have a pen and paper book.
No, but if they're well trained, they can do it, and it's flawless.
I know, but on the other hand, when you're asking for an Americano, no milk, and someone writes it down on a pad, you know,
and then they get it wrong anyway.
I mean, really.
Just moving to the bedroom, as it were.
Yes.
Pillows.
Yes.
For the benefit of the radio listeners, standing up, which is American, or flat.
Oh, great shout. I never know what to do with mine.
There's an argument for both,
okay,
I would suggest, and it depends on the size of the room and the size of the... So, we in our hotels always put them flat.
Yeah.
And then I don't mind if someone puts them upright, but then at turndown they should put them down flat, because that's how you're going to use them.
Right, okay. Turndown's where you get into bed, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, before hopefully you get into bed. Yes. It's done before you go back to the room. Okay, another thing that you might have noticed, I really hate towels on beds.
Yeah.
Yes.
What lunacy is this?
When there's a towel rail in the bathroom.
Where are you going to use a towel? Yeah. I hope in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And I can think of some other reasons.
I never noticed them now until you mentioned it as well. The hairdryers on the walls in bathrooms. Oh, yeah. They're so rubbish. It's like, that's how they dry your hair.
And also in America, they all want you to electrocute yourself in the bathroom because that's where the hairdryer thing is. Whereas in our country,
it's not allowed. We're not allowed. Permitted.
Yeah.
What do you think are what are they called, the little covers they put over the beds?
Ugh, decoration.
Decorate.
I mean, what is the point of that?
A little bit of fabric
at the end of the bed that doesn't keep you warm, that you have to fold up, that God knows what's happened.
That's
on
what
it.
I always think they're a
and
bit German.
Normally, they're the kind of material that you can't wash.
Mmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Any of your hotels for hotel inspector that you did you was this you that used to check if there's a pillow protector on?
Always.
Do you take a pillow protector with you in your bag?
I should do. I mean, one of the worst holiday experiences I've ever had was I took my children and the nanny I had at the time on to a all-inclusive holiday. And as I got off the bus that had collected us from the airport, which already I realised that, you know, this wasn't going to be quite my usual holiday, this lady rushed towards me and said, "Alex Polizzi, I just want to warn you, there are no mattress protectors or pillow protectors in this hotel."
Wow.
Oh,
and did
awful.
You stay there or did you relocate?
I did. I asked the manager and she said that they had such a high occupancy that it was cheaper just to change the mattresses every season.
But there's still people.
I know. It's
so bad for the environment as well. When you're there for a week, you don't need fresh towels every day. It's so bad for the environment. It just, every few, even if you're there for 3-4 days, you could probably use the same towel, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, it depends. Is the towel dirty? Is the towel wet?
Have you had two showers that day or one?
Yes, exactly.
However, is when hotels, and not necessarily yours, but hotel chains do that, are they obviously they say because of the environment, and yes, it has an environmental implication, or is it mainly because it keeps their electricity bills down?
I am sure that in the olden days, that sign meant they were saving money.
Yeah, okay.
But I think nowadays, sustainability is such a big hot topic that no one can really avoid their responsibilities in that regard.
Yes.
I had to talk my mum into getting rid of, you know, those little miniature single-use plastic things that one used to have in bathrooms.
Oh, the cups.
No, the little, you know, the shower gel shampoo and the conditioner. Yeah. So now we use all refillables in our hotels. But my mother, who's obviously a little bit older than me, thought that it was never going to be acceptable because people didn't think that they were clean enough or hygienic enough. Everyone's used to it now. Yeah. I mean, where do you go that doesn't have a refillable bottle?
We should let you go soon, but before you go, for someone that like doesn't like to complain at a hotel, what's the best way to do it? Do you have to see the manager? Do you go? If you've got a legitimate complaint,
not just you're trying to get money off.
Not just the fact that someone's put the loo roll on the wrong way around the loo roll holder.
Because you must get complaints, so you think, oh, shut up.
Well, that was one of them, the loo roll thing, that the paper was feeding towards the wall.
Oh, we'll turn it round.
You comped their entire stay, presumably.
My advice is to, first of all, try and tackle it at the time. And not leave it to fester. Because the point is, normally you're saying to someone, you want to have a nice time. Yeah. Get it out of the way. Get it sorted out. Don't let it ruin your whole stay. Mm. And I see a lot of that. Someone says, on the first night. And I'm like, well, I was here. Why didn't you mention it to me? And then never get cross with a junior member of staff, because poor little sausage, they're like cannon fodder in World War One. You know, just bayonet in their hand and sent over the trenches to die in their thousands. Yeah. Always send it up the chain. And if it's important, ask to speak to the supervisor on duty or the manager on duty. There's always a duty manager. Mm. And just be reasonable. Try and be reasonable. I mean, people are very unreasonable. You know, I had a huge email exchange with someone who told me that their food had arrived at the table and it was cold, and the waiter had apologised and taken the plates away and reappeared with freshly cooked plates that were then hot, and the meal was delicious. But honestly, it just wasn't acceptable. And I thought, God, come on,
it was
man.
Cold and then we sorted it out.
That's a bit I think.
Well, look, we could talk to you for hours and hours. This is probably the longest bonus episode we've done.
Thank you. Yes.
So, Alex Polizzi, thank you very much. If you've not seen Hotel Inspector, definitely watch it.
Do go and watch it. It's marvellous. And you're made international, aren't you? You're global. You're all over the shop.
Yes, I'm huge.
So our listeners not outside of the UK can find it on some platform.
It's on 5OD on Channel 5. And also, tell us about your hotels again, because we should come. We should go and see.
We will come and stay.
Well, I would love to have you. I will roll out the red carpet. Oh. The star in Alfriston in East Sussex, Hotel Ensley, near Tavistock in Devon, and Hotel Trezanton in St Mawes in Cornwall.
Thank you so much.
In fact, my parents have just moved house, and they keep their whole style of decor. It's a different style of houses, because they went around taking photos of the bedroom and how they did cushions. We're going to try and decorate like an Alex Polizzi or a Polizzi Collection hotel.
Thank you very much. That's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Which is good. They need a bit of direction. So that's good.
Lovely.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thrilled to meet you.
Coronation. Queen Alex Polizzi.
Remember, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sextomyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. For more sexted news and nonsense, sign up for Ben's newsletter via sextomyboss.com. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.